Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into The Power of Meaning by Emily Esfahani Smith. Rooted in the profound quest for one's purpose and fulfillment, this enlightening read introduces readers to the four pillars of meaning: pursuing a purpose, connecting with others, engaging in experiences that transcend ordinary consciousness, and drawing lessons from hardships. Smith's compelling narrative draws from various disciplines, including psychology, philosophy, and literature, illuminating paths toward a more satisfying and meaningful life. Esfahani Smith, an esteemed editor at Stanford University's Hoover Institution and a prolific writer on culture and psychology, brings a rich blend of personal insights and scholarly research to the table. Her writings have graced the pages of prominent publications like the New York Times, The Atlantic, and The Wall Street Journal, marking her as a significant voice in contemporary discussions on well-being and meaning. The Power of Meaning is a must-read for anyone navigating the complexities of spirituality, enduring through difficult times, or simply seeking a deeper understanding of what it means to live a fulfilling life. Through this book, Esfahani Smith not only enlightens but also empowers readers, offering a roadmap to discovering one's place in the world. Join us as we explore how her insights can transform the way we think about our lives and our pursuit of happiness. The Power of Meaning: Crafting a Life That Matters. Introduction. Unlock the secrets to a life filled with meaning. In today's fast-paced world, where days often blur into one another, it's not uncommon to feel a lingering sense of emptiness. The monotony of our daily routines, coupled with a world that champions individual achievement over community welfare, can leave us feeling disconnected and yearning for something more, something meaningful. This narrative explores how our modern lifestyle, characterized by an obsession with self and a diminishing sense of community, is at the core of this widespread feeling of meaninglessness. However, it also offers a beacon of hope, guiding listeners on how to infuse their lives with genuine significance. Our journey uncovers the four foundational pillars that constitute a meaningful life and underscores their critical importance. It also delves into the transformative power of reframing our negative experiences into stepping stones toward a rich, purpose-driven existence. Furthermore, this exploration highlights an innovative initiative known as the Future Project, which is inspiring young minds to chase their dreams and, in doing so, discover their path to fulfillment. By channeling our energies and focusing our efforts in the right direction, it is entirely possible to cultivate a life brimming with significance. This narrative is not just about identifying the missing pieces in the puzzle of life, but is an invitation to embark on an enriching journey toward rediscovery and profound fulfillment. As we venture through the essence of these insights, listeners will learn about the primal significance of the four pillars of meaning, why they matter, and how they serve as the cornerstones of a life well lived. We will also explore the transformative potential of reshaping our adversities into valuable life lessons that fuel our growth and add depth to our existence. Finally, we dive into the inspiring realms of the Future Project, demonstrating how it empowers the current generation to pursue their passions with zeal. This narrative not only aims to enlighten, but to motivate, offering a compass for those seeking to navigate the often tumultuous waters of life with confidence and purpose. In essence, this journey is about breaking the chains of monotonity and reclaiming a sense of meaning that elevates our daily experiences from the ordinary to the extraordinary. Part 1. Discover the key elements of a meaningful life. Pause for a moment and reflect on your life as it stands today. Perhaps you're living comfortably, with no pressing financial worries. However, does that equate to leading a life brimming with meaning? Surprisingly, a comfortable lifestyle isn't a direct ticket to a fulfilling existence. A striking observation emerges from wealthy nations, where, despite the abundance, suicide rates are on the rise. A revealing study by psychologists Shigehiro Uishi and Ed Diener in 2014 showcased a paradox. People in affluent countries like the United States and Sweden reported higher levels of happiness compared to those in poorer nations such as Togo and Sierra Leone, yet they also had significantly higher suicide rates. The study proposes a compelling explanation for this paradox. The modern ethos of prioritizing individual achievement over collective well-being might offer material success and momentary pleasures, but it often leaves a void where meaning should reside. A startling finding from this study highlighted that nearly one quarter of Americans felt at a loss when asked to define what gives their lives meaning. This revelation aligns with the insights of psychologists such as Roy Baumeister, who emphasized that a meaningful life offers a deeper sense of fulfillment than mere happiness. According to Baumeister's findings, anchoring one's life around four pivotal pillars, belonging, purpose, storytelling, and transcendence, can pave the way toward a profound and lasting sense of meaning. Historically, influential figures such as Mahatma Gandhi and filmmaker Carl Laemmle have echoed the significance of these pillars, attributing their sense of purpose and belonging, respectively, as central to their life's meaning. Philosophers and psychologists throughout ages, from Aristotle to Baumeister, have also highlighted these pillars, suggesting that true meaning emerges from a sense of community, contributing to something greater than oneself, crafting a narrative for our experiences, and connecting with a higher purpose. As we delve deeper into these four pillars, we uncover the blueprint for infusing our lives with genuine significance. This narrative goes beyond the mere pursuit of happiness to embark on a lifelong journey of discovery where meaning can flourish in the most unexpected of places. Up next, we will explore the first pillar in more depth and reveal how fostering a sense of belonging can serve as the foundation for a truly meaningful life. Part 2: The Battle Against Isolation in a Digital Age. Have you noticed how, even in bustling restaurants filled with the clinking of glasses and the murmur of conversations, there's a silent dance of thumbs on screens? This is the hallmark of our era, a time when technology often distances us from the very essence of human connection. At our core, we have an innate desire to belong, to feel connected to others in a meaningful way. Yet, as society marches forward, there's a growing dissonance between this basic human need and the reality of our everyday lives. The impact of lacking a sense of belonging was starkly illustrated in a study by René Spitz in 1945, who discovered alarmingly high mortality rates in orphanages. The culprit? A deprivation of human contact under the guise of disease prevention. This laid the groundwork for the understanding that a sense of belonging, or the lack thereof, could be a matter of life and death. Modern research supports Spitz's findings, linking chronic loneliness to a compromised immune system and, consequently, to premature death. Amidst this backdrop, we find ourselves in a society increasingly characterized by isolation and unabated individualism. Our engagements have shifted, favoring digital interaction over the warmth of human presence. A telling observation from the General Social Survey highlights this shift. In 1985, when asked how many deep conversations they had had in the past 6 months, most Americans said 3. By 2004, the most common answer was none. This growing sense of isolation not only undercuts our fundamental need to belong, but also contributes to a pervasive feeling of meaninglessness in our lives. It underscores the critical importance of belonging, recognized as the first pillar of meaning. Studies and surveys alike confirm that close relationships are pivotal in imbuing our lives with meaning, whereas loneliness casts a shadow, making life seem less significant. The path to a more meaningful existence, therefore, lies in nurturing our bonds with those around us. It's not restricted to the realms of intimate or profound interactions alone. Even a fleeting smile exchanged with a stranger can weave threads of connection, strengthening the fabric of our collective sense of belonging. To revive meaning in our lives, we must endeavor to bridge the gap, to reach across the digital divide and reconnect with the people around us. Up next, we delve into the second pillar of meaning, purpose, and explore how it drives us to find our place in the world. Part 3, Finding Purpose, Reflect, Serve, and Thrive. Diving deep into the concept of life's purpose might initially seem like a daunting expedition. However, the essence of finding one's purpose is less about undertaking monumental tasks and more about recognizing the unique strengths and opportunities that enable you to serve others. William Damon, a respected developmental psychologist, suggests that an individual's purpose should be seen as a long-term goal that transcends personal achievements, focusing instead on making a meaningful impact on the broader world. This notion of purpose doesn't hinge on grand gestures or high-profile activism. It's fundamentally about making a difference, no matter the scale. Consider the role of a zookeeper or a parent, both roles steeped in purpose because of their dedication to others. Zookeepers perceive their purpose in the care and well-being of animals, a testament to their meaningful impact. This example illustrates a key characteristic of those driven by purpose. Their primary concern is not self-gain, but the welfare of others. Engaging in work that helps others naturally leads to discovering one's purpose. A comprehensive survey involving 2 million individuals revealed a common thread among those who deemed their jobs meaningful. These were roles inherently focused on service, be it as English teachers, radiation therapists, or school administrators, underscoring the intrinsic value of helping others. But what if your current profession doesn't directly involve aiding others? There's no need for a drastic career overhaul. Instead, the key lies in shifting your perspective to appreciate how your role impacts the lives of others. Take, for example, a road worker managing traffic flow. Through their work, they play a crucial role in ensuring public safety. This shift in focus towards the positive effects of your work on others can infuse your role with a newfound sense of purpose, enriching your life with deeper meaning. The journey continues as we delve into the third pillar of meaning, storytelling, exploring the power of narratives in shaping a purposeful existence. Part 4, Weaving Narratives, Crafting Meaning Through Our Stories. Imagine for a moment that you shy away from the spotlight, preferring the quiet corners of a conversation rather than its center. But here's an intriguing thought. Regardless of your disposition, you are fundamentally a storyteller. This skill isn't reserved for authors or public speakers. It's an inherent trait we all share. Each of us spins a yarn out of our lives, threading our experiences into the fabric of a personal narrative. Storytelling, the third pillar of meaning, is our innate mechanism for making sense of the world. It's the lens through which we interpret our journey, transforming a sequence of events into a coherent narrative. This process of crafting stories from our life experiences isn't just about passing tales around a campfire. It's about constructing meaning from what we've endured, celebrated, and learned. Dan McAdam, a psychologist with over 3 decades of research into how storytelling relates to meaning, introduced the concept of narrative identity. This idea posits that our sense of self is shaped by the stories we tell about our lives, specifically by how we interpret the seminal events that have occurred. By focusing on these moments and viewing them through various lenses, we compose the ongoing story of who we are. From McAdam's extensive research emerges a fascinating insight. People who articulate redemptive narratives, stories that transition from negative experiences to positive outcomes, often lead more meaningful lives. There's a strength found in framing our struggles as chapters that lead us to better, brighter places. To infuse our lives with meaning through storytelling, it's beneficial to engage in reflective processes. Counterfactual thinking, a term scholars use for what-if scenarios, encourages us to ponder how key events have sculpted our identity and altered our path. For instance, considering, what if I had never attended college, can enhance our appreciation for the journey we've embarked upon by compelling us to contemplate alternative realities. This technique not only bolsters our understanding of the pivotal moments in our lives, but also fosters a sense of gratitude for the path we've chosen. Through the art of storytelling, we not only create coherence but also invite fresh interpretations of our experiences, paving the way for a life rich with meaning. Part 5. Transcendence, merging with the universe. Gazing into the vast expanse of the night sky, have you ever been struck by the profundity of your existence within the infinite universe? If so, you've brushed with the sensation of transcendence. This sensation marks the fourth pillar of meaning, representing the quest for a connection to something greater than ourselves. It's in these moments of transcendence that we touch upon a reality where all of existence is intertwined. The legendary psychologist William James describes the mystical journey of transcendence as ineffable, beyond the grasp of language, fleeting yet profoundly impactful. These experiences, albeit brief, reveal truths that resonate long after the moment has passed. Another notable psychologist, David Yaden, offers insight into the transcendent state where an individual feels an encompassing unity with the world. In this state of heightened consciousness, anxiety fades, and a sense of peace and well-being takes its place, offering a profound sense of meaning. During transcendence, the perceived boundaries that separate us from the cosmos begin to fade. This duality of feeling simultaneously connected to something vast and recognizing our own insignificance is the paradox at the heart of transcendence. Meditators share stories of achieving this transcendent state, where they feel their individual boundaries dissolve, merging their essence with the environment. This phenomenon, often called ego death, serves as a mental preparation for the ultimate dissolution, death itself. For many, the thought of death is laden with fear. However, those who have experienced ego death view the end of life as a transition rather than a terminus. Buddhism illustrates this beautifully with the metaphor of a cloud's life cycle. A cloud doesn't cease to exist when it vanishes from the sky. It merely transforms from precipitation to vegetation, from grass to animals and their byproducts, and finally into the food we consume. Transcendence instills a conviction of the interconnectedness of all things, assuring us of our perpetual existence within the cosmic cycle in one form or another. It's a state of mind that doesn't just add meaning to life, it unveils the unity underlying the entire universe. Part 6. Finding strength in the shadows. The power of post-traumatic growth. Echoing the wisdom of Friedrich Nietzsche, there's a profound truth in the saying, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger." This adage encapsulates the transformation many undergo following a harrowing ordeal, emerging not just unscathed but fortified, reshaped into a more resilient and fulfilled version of themselves. This metamorphosis, known as post-traumatic growth, manifests through the pillars of meaning, allowing individuals to transcend their suffering and discover a deeper sense of purpose and strength. Pioneered by researchers Richard Tedeschi and Lawrence Calhoun, post-traumatic growth is identified by 5 distinct evolutionary paths following a traumatic event: enhanced personal relationships, the discovery of new pathways in life, the revelation of untapped inner strength, a profound deepening of spiritual awareness, and an invigorated appreciation for life's nuances. The differentiation in individuals' capacity to experience this growth doesn't hinge on the trauma's magnitude or nature, but rather on the interpretation and processing of the event. James Pennebaker, a social psychologist, observed that individuals who had concealed traumas from their childhood faced more health complications compared to those who shared their stories. Encouraging his subjects to engage in reflective writing, Pennebaker asked them to spend a quarter hour daily over several days, plumbing the depths of their emotions to recount their most distressing memories. Remarkably, those who undertook this exercise of documenting their turmoil reported significantly fewer visits to the doctor, a decrease in symptoms of depression and anxiety, and an enhanced immune response, among other health improvements. A crucial element in their narratives was the use of insight words. Phrases like I know, because, work through, and understand, signaling a journey of making sense of their trauma. This method of expressive writing served not just as an emotional outlet, but as a tool for cognitive restructuring, enabling individuals to extract meaning from their experiences and foster their own post-traumatic growth. Hence, should you ever find yourself navigating the aftermath of adversity, consider the power of reflective expression. Engaging in expressive writing or similar acts of introspection provides a platform to understand and reframe your experience, paving the way for growth and the revelation of meaning in the face of trauma. Part 7, Shifting Sands, The Quest for Meaning Over Materialism. In an era dominated by the relentless pursuit of the work and spend cycle, our societal fabric has stretched thin, with diminished emphasis on cultivating deep social bonds and engaging in self-reflection. However, a noticeable transformation is underway in corners of our society, signaling a departure from materialism towards a richer exploration of meaning. Political scientists and economists have pinpointed an emerging trend where individuals are gravitating towards spiritual and existential matters, placing higher value on purpose, knowledge, and community rather than the pursuit of wealth and consumer goods. This paradigm shift is nurtured by various institutions and cultural initiatives that aim to fortify connections among people, celebrate purpose, create platforms for storytelling, and foster experiences of transcendence. A shining example of this transformation is the Future Project, an endeavor rooted in the pillar of purpose. This initiative places dream directors, essentially guidance counselors with a twist, in schools located in challenging environments across the United States. Their mission is to empower students to dream big, guiding them to construct tangible plans to realize those dreams. Feedback from participants reveals lasting positive impacts, highlighting enhanced engagement in learning and a strengthened sense of direction. Parallel to this, the StoryCorps Oral History Project embodies the pillars of belonging and storytelling. StoryCorps offers individuals a unique space to share their narratives. Within the confines of a story booth, two people come together in an act of mutual respect and attention, recording a conversation that not only serves as a personal keepsake, but also contributes to a collective archive, lending a sense of permanence to these personal histories. A poignant instance from StoryCorps involves a woman named Mary Anna, who shared profound insights into motherhood and adoption. The mere act of sharing her story before an attentive listener, in this case, the author, was a transformative experience for Mariana. It underscored the therapeutic power of storytelling, not just for self-understanding, but also for extending support to others navigating similar journeys. In essence, these initiatives illustrate the initial steps toward weaving a tapestry of meaning within both our personal lives and the broader societal landscape. By embracing the power of storytelling, fostering purpose, and valuing connections, we embark on a collective journey towards a paradigm where meaning triumphs over materialism. Final summary. The essence of leading a meaningful life doesn't lie in grandiose gestures or monumental achievements. It is in the quiet pursuits, the small daily decisions, and the paths we choose to follow that we find true fulfillment, anchoring our lives around the four foundational pillars of meaning. Belonging, purpose, storytelling, and transcendence offers a blueprint for a deeply satisfying existence. Belonging comes from forging genuine connections with others, embracing the idea that our relationships imbue our lives with significance. Purpose is discovered in our contributions to the world, whether through our careers, passions, or in the simple acts of service to others. Storytelling allows us to construct a narrative of our lives, finding coherence and purpose in our experiences. Transcendence, the final pillar, moves us beyond our individual selves, connecting us to a larger, more profound reality. By integrating these pillars into the fabric of our daily lives, we unlock the potential for a life that is not just lived, but one that is rich with meaning and purpose. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.